This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There is an excellent Bumbleow Wednesday. Also, Chris has celebrated far too hard and now walked with a limp 2 weeks before his wedding. Why did he also WhatsApp Alan Shearer last night? The regret. Plus, two best friends at uni get to find out more stuff than they ever knew before on the graduation game. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Good barbecue last night, Chris?
It was good, yes. It was very well populated.
Yeah, you
were... Well attended.
Well, did most of the local town turn up, as predicted?
Yeah, yeah. And right. Partners and stuff like that. There was loads of them.
I never knew you were so popular.
Well done, though. I don't think I am, but what I offered was a very easy way for people to watch the football straight after work. Mm. You know, a lot of people finishing work and they just had to dart into wherever they could to see the football. I think mine was that place.
Okay. You were all stressed yesterday because the meat shutters were down in the local supermarket. They'd literally run out of the meat.
They did. So I had to scramble for some of that. It was all fine. Honestly, last night was really, really good.
I've got to lay off
social media.
Yeah,
that's
you
what
do.
I've learned. On nights where I'm enjoying myself, stay away.
So, congratulations on tweeting, the Queen, Theresa May and Kensington Palace asking if it's going to be a bank holiday the day after the World Cup final. Is that right?
Yeah.
So any replies
there? Because the World Cup final's on a Sunday, so I thought surely the Monday will be off for everyone. Wow. And no reply yet.
No.
Also, who are you meant to ask?
Well, you asked three people, including the palace. And two very different Instagram stories last night from both you and me. I'll play you Chris's one first. Was this at the barbecue?
Yes, this was, yeah.
Reaction, I'm sorry, Wales, Northern Ireland, Scotland. Just let him have his moment. Here's Chris's reaction to the England win yesterday from his Insta story. If you listen carefully, you can hear him go, I've done my footing.
It's coming home.
Oh, yeah. It's coming home.
Yeah.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming home. Come on. It's coming home. Yeah. I've done my footing. Do you want to explain what's happened there?
Okay, well, there's news on this. So what's happened since then is I've got to keep my leg elevated.
Right, we'll come back to
that. Okay, fine.
Here's my... World Cup experience yesterday. Sat there with my mum, who'd normally be watching Emmerdale, but I managed to get the pens on.
Yay!
It's my mother there.
Yes!
That's you.
That's me. That's not my mum.
Amazing! Amazing. Mum?
Yeah, through. Oh, yeah.
She loves it.
Two very different evenings.
Scott Mills.
Shout out to the guy from Newsbeat. This time yesterday, who was correct?
I'm really nervous. Yeah, I've got a hunch that it's going to Pens.
Brad in London says, shout out to the Pens guy. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Now, who does he sound like?
I'm really nervous. Yeah, I've got a hunch that it's going to Pens.
A bit like voice double of Thomas Schaffernacker off of The Weather.
Thomas Schaffernacker from the BBC Weather Centre. Hi, Tom.
Hiya.
Yes, it is very cold. Okay, we'll be as quick as possible.
I'm really nervous. Yeah, I've got a hunch that it's going to Pens.
Same.
It is.
Oh, we've got so much to discuss. We'll talk about the foot incident next.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Chris, so you're walking. I've just seen you walk to the back of the studio. That's a problem.
Yeah. What happened, I was celebrating the goal last night, well, one of the goals, and I sort of fell off a wall that I was stood on.
Yeah, there's a little World Cup injury happening here. And every now and again, what happens is, like, for instance, while that Zara Larsson song was on, I just hear a small wince. Oh.
Doctor said that...
you went to the doctor, did you?
Yes, doctor said the swelling needs to go down before I can have an x-ray.
Oh, excellent.
Rubbish! Why does it happen?
Also, what is happening at the end of the month? Your wedding.
Oh, the wedding. Yeah.
No, that's a point.
You've
not thought about this, have you?
Doctor said it might not be broken, though.
Right.
Oh, what do you do if you...
So bad.
Scott Mills.
Yes to the Ross Kemp remix.
Everything.
We love you!
The ashes of everything and in the black again.
Is Ross Kemp okay? Can someone check?
Can't make it back again.
So good. Where did it come
everything.
From, the Ross Kemp thing? Like, why has he done
everything
that?
Everything!
Now.
We love you, boys. We love you.
Ross Kemp there, on social media last night, getting a bit excited.
Everything!
Now, by Arcade Fire. Oh, Tom, what have you done?
I'm now currently sat in the emergency dentist car park.
Emergency dentist, okay. Is this after last night?
Yeah, it's after Eric Dyer's penalty last night.
Okay, and what happened?
So, during the celebrations, my sister, in cheering, lifted her hand straight up and just smacked my tooth straight out of my mouth hole.
So,
what, the front tooth's gone?
Front tooth's gone,
and
yeah.
That was a celebration, was it? Punch in the mouth?
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was a knockout match, but I didn't really expect it to be that kind of knockout match.
And is there anything of the tooth left, or is it
everything
gone?
Ross Kemp, you got to know the whole tooth is in a pot of milk right now.
Why milk?
Apparently, that's what you got to do when the teeth come out.
Right, when they put it back on, then are you going to go? Are you in there now? Are you?
So they tried to put it back in last night in A&E, and they were pushing so hard there to stop because they couldn't get it back in.
Oh, lush.
You've got to put the tooth in the milk. I never knew that.
I didn't know that.
I know milk's good for the teeth, like it helps it grow and that, but I didn't realise you can just put a tooth in the milk.
Just pop it
in
some milk overnight.
I'm sure that's not right. I'll go with it.
Oh, at least you're not the only one with an injury, Chris.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Tom in York. It seems to be, people called Chris and people called Tom are the most afflicted from World Cup injuries. So Eric Dyer scores the penalty. Tom's friend and him celebrate in elation. Tom's friend gives him a hug. With that breaks his sunglasses that were hung on his shirt. And Tom woke up this morning with a large black Ray-Ban inflicted bruise on his chest.
No.
His sunglasses bruise there.
Awful.
Really bad. There's loads of them coming in. You're not the only one. How long's the crutch for? Cos wedding?
Don't know.
Oh, good.
I've been trying to do away with it because I thought that would just, I don't know, it'll make things worse because I've got a crutch. And it's an odd way to look at it, but I just assumed that, you know, I don't want it to be that dramatic.
Also, someone just said, don't want to panic you, Scott, but you are head of fashion for the wedding. And how's that going to work if it is going to be, the leg's going to be broken and in plaster?
Well, I should be crutchless by then, shouldn't I?
Well, what am I going to do?
Is that the
phrase? What if you're in plaster? I think just jazz it up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like pride colours.
Yeah, I'm not fussed. Honestly, I'm not fussed about what I wear at the wedding, though. We've had this discussion. It's you and my fiancé that care.
Yeah, she will really care about this. But I'm saying rainbow plaster. Why not? Get everyone to sign it at the wedding. All good.
What do you mean rainbow plaster, though?
Like make it real bright, real nice.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, you can get glow-in-the-dark casts. Let's get one of those. Yes, Neil says, seemed like a good idea at the time. Trying to get to sleep at night with it glowing brightly was a problem. That was Tom O'Dell. If you want to love somebody on BBC Radio 1, I'm just thinking of your foot.
I know you are. I'm sure it'll be fine. Other thing I've realised from last night, you know what I was saying? Like, I got to leave off social media.
Yeah.
Only went and WhatsApped Alan Shearer last night. Now, what's bad about this?
Was
the timing on it was 12:30.
Right.
At 12:30, I sent him one message. I said, "It's coming home."
Did he reply?
He replied.
Oh, that's worse.
He replied with a load of.
I've seen it.
But he replied with a load of emojis. And the thing is, we don't really WhatsApp each other. I have his number, but I don't really.
Right.
I wouldn't use it like that.
Well, no. See, this needs to stop.
This is what I'm saying. Like, we've said about this before. Actually, I need to get either just not message anyone ever.
Yeah.
Or with certain people like that who are high risk. I think we put them. I get rid of the number and I give you the number.
I think what you need to do is you need to give me all of the numbers that you deem to be high risk.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So I'll just write it down. Or I'll put it in my phone. Shall I?
Yeah.
And then, but then I know that at midnight, if you're messaging me going, "Can I have that Alan Shearer's number?" I'll be like, "No, Chris. Bad Chris." So if you just hand over the digits to me now.
I'll work out the high-risk ones.
Yeah, okay, yes. Do a list, and I'll put them in my phone, and then I'll erase them from yours. Good idea.
Scott Mills.
Shall we? Midweek celebration. Here we go. is the tribute One Direction band that we were playing yesterday.
Right, for the last time in Dubai, let me introduce you to the boys. Let's have a big cheer for Liam!
Give it up for Louis!
Not the real ones.
What about Niall? Make some noise for Zayn!
Please give it up for Mr. Harry Styles!
Hello, Dubai!
Not real. Back to the football.
I'm really nervous, yeah. I've got a hunch that it's going to Pens.
Hunch was right. Yeah.
And now, Grand Designs, Australia.
So this is what it's all about.
Sit.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael. It feels terrific.
This is decking. Yeah.
It gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability.
It's from that advert.
It gives me more stability. It gives me more stability.
And now, over to Wimbledon.
Still an improvement on what she's done before. But she's looking for more.
She has a very well-populated box up there, and they were all exhorting her.
Ross Kemp.
You will never know what that means to me. That is everything! Everything! We love you! Boys, we love you.
When a graduation goes really wrong.
Rhonda Joy Hinkle. Jacqueline Jewett. Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
And Radio 4.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
Stephen Fry there on the last one. Come on then, let's give it everything! Everything!
Everything.
Hello, George in North Wales. Perry in Essex. Alex on the farm. Sam and James in their workshop. Who else we got?
Got Matt and Mark the Sparkies. They're having a cheeky bumbaleo in Warwickshire right now. Glenn from Suffolk says 5-star Gap Meals. It was a good one.
Natty is laughing so loud at the Gap today. He's bumbling in Marlow.
Bumbaleo.
Susan in Dallas. It gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability. It does.
Also, we have got someone listening in Bosnia. Mostar, sunny Mostar, Bosnia. That's Darren. Hi.
Hello to James and Beck bumbling in the surveyor's office in Cornwall.
Drew sweating in Hartley Whitney. Sam and Andover currently living the dream and bumbling on an actual horse.
Oh, wow.
I believe Radio 2 is playing Bumbleo at exactly the same time.
No.
Why would you listen to both? What are you doing? Yeah, he is. Steve Wright's playing it on Radio 2. Good.
What's happening?
What's going on there?
Does he play this bit?
Probably not.
Getting this in my mouth.
No. Andy in Dice says, I'm looking real stupid at the bus stop now, laughing at these clips. Ed says, I don't understand this feature. I don't. It got lost in translation ages ago. No one knows.
A little bit of celebration halfway through the week, people.
No one really knows. Great vibes today, says Gary on the Isle of Wight. Rada bumbling his hangover off in Mansfield. And Jack and Simon bumbling their Amstels off in Catalonia. Pathetic.
Yeah, that was a bad
pathetic
one.
Pathetic.
Blazing! Everything!
Everything.
Gives me most ability.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, James.
Hello, Chris and Scott.
Hello,
yes.
James.
Where are you? Are you in a cupboard or something?
I am indeed, yeah.
You are in a cupboard.
No, I'm not. I'm joking. I'm in a nice R-Series John Deere with nice aircon.
Oh,
living the dream,
someone's doing well. John Deere tractor with aircon. Yes, 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 James.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is this? Are you hard at work today? Is that the plan? Are you finishing soon? Have you started early? Talk to us.
No, a flat hour. We didn't start till dinner time, so it could be maybe a late one, like. But we will bash on hard, like the Stapleton crew do, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a bit of pork and cider for dinner as well. That would be good.
Have you heard Chris has really hurt his leg?
I know. Well, come on, England. It's coming on.
Here we go. It was always going to happen.
Yeah. Still hurt his leg, though. And a wedding in about 2 weeks.
I know.
It's
going to be tricky. James, who do you normally go for on bangers?
Well, it's a bit of a tricky one. Scott has been firing them out these past few weeks.
Thank you.
Been fairly.
Okay, well, listen, this is what I've got for you today, James.
How many more Lady Gaga songs have you got?
I've got loads. Lady Gaga, Poker Face. Yeah. James, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm keen, but I don't know about the lads on work. They might give me a bit of stick if I pick that, maybe.
For choosing Lady Gaga, what are you on about? Okay.
I don't know what stick you get for that. All right, James, you can have that. My choice today is this. Bring it, babe, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting. This is Busta Rhymes, Touch It. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop formatting. And I do love this, but do you remember it suddenly just, it goes like this, and then it just gets really aggy all of a sudden.
Yeah, really aggy. Okay, well, it depends what kind of mood you're in, James, really. If you want to be bouncy with Lady Gaga or a little bit aggy with that track.
I think, I'm sorry, Chris, but I'm going to have to go with Scott. Yes. I think I'm going to have to do with it a little bit, yeah, I got.
RoboCop, this is Dispatch. There's been a burglary.
Hello, Dispatch. This is RoboCop. Where is it?
It's on land.
Oh, no. That was RoboCop, which is like RoboCop, but he is in a rowboat. If you didn't like that, you're going to dislike the rest of this. The Andy Field Experience is a sketch show podcast with lots and lots of sketches in it. Have you ever wondered what it'd be like if a lion competed on Hell's Kitchen?
What do you think you're doing? This salmon is raw.
Raw. Yeah, I know. I'm frustrated as well. What's wrong with it?
Raw.
We're having fun. Available now on the BBC iPlayer radio app and from wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Kench.
The Andy Field Experience.
Ooh, the Busta Rhymes fans are not happy.
Well, I like bangers like that because it's two very different songs to choose from, isn't it? I'll definitely be throwing that one back in.
Sam in Bedford says, I never ever get annoyed with people's choices on bangers until today. First time I've ever texted. Yeah, are you joking me? Says Josh. Worst choice ever. Thanks, Jake in Swansea there. Thank you. Don't be like that. May his aircon fail. Just because he chose the wrong song you didn't like.
Touch It is a tune.
Okay, put it back in then, yeah.
Scott Mills.
And now, good afternoon, Emily.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the graduation game.
Oh, my God.
Looking forward to it?
Thank you. A bit nervous.
Don't be nervous. What have you got to worry about?
It's therapeutic, if anything. So how has your time at uni been?
Oh, it's been, like, the best 3 years of my life. Bit stressful, but comes with it.
When are you graduating?
Friday.
Oh, okay. And what uni?
University of Sheffield.
Oh, it's a good one,
amazing.
Sheffield.
Good time, Sheffield.
Friends for life?
Yeah. some of them.
And what do you think of Sheffield Hallam?
They try, don't they?
I love the uni rivalry.
Yeah, I like it. So you have got stuff to get off your chest from your 3 years at uni, right?
Yeah.
And we just thought we'd make it into a fun game. So, on the other line, I've got your best mate now. What's her name?
Hebe.
And you met at uni, did you?
Yeah, I met in Budapest on the trip.
Okay. And you'd say that you know each other quite well?
Yeah, I know her pretty well.
Okay. Hello, Hebe.
Hi there. Hi.
Welcome. Oh, this is going to be good, I can tell. So, right. Emily has told us three really quite embarrassing stories.
Oh, my God.
About her time at uni in Sheffield, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is stuff, Hebe, that you won't know, okay?
Yeah.
I've got three different situations here with multiple choice options. You've just got to tell me which one you think is the correct option.
Brilliant.
Oh, dear.
Emily wants to get it all off her chest before graduating, all right?
Oh, my God.
Okay, you ready for round one?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go. Hebe. First subject, accommodation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What did Emily do to annoy her housemates while living in student accommodation? A. She relieved herself in the communal shower every morning. People shouldn't wee in showers. It's not for me, that.
No. Well, honest?
Yeah, you're a shower weeer, definitely.
I don't see what the problem is.
Oh, it's horrible.
Everyone wees in the shower.
Anyway, that's option A. B, demolished four cheesy chip wraps and threw them straight back up onto the carpet.
Oh, absolutely. She definitely did that.
Or C, used her housemate's face towel when the toilet paper had run out.
Ooh.
Also gross.
Ooh, I'm going to go for B being true.
Why do you say that?
She's got a bit of a lactose problem. And even though I didn't know her in first year, but I can imagine that's exactly what she'd have done.
What do you mean a lactose problem?
Do you mean she loves cheese or hates cheese?
She loves cheese, but too it doesn't go down very well.
Oh, I see. Right, okay. Doesn't really agree with her, but she can't stop eating the cheese.
But she can't stop.
Okay, so you're saying that Emily, to annoy her housemates when living in student accommodation, demolished four cheesy chip wraps and threw them straight back up onto the carpet of the house.
Absolutely.
The answer is B. Correct. Oh, you do know each other well.
C.
Why did you go for that straight away, Hebe?
Well, she's not a mean person, so she wouldn't have done anything horrible.
No.
She wouldn't have purposely done anything horrible, but that is just so
I'm glad that it was B. Right, we'll play a track and then we'll move on to the next one. How are you feeling, Emily?
That was okay. That was the best one she could have gone for, the first one.
Okay, we'll come back on the graduation game after this. Scott Mills. Hebe's learning more and more stuff about Emily's time. The 3 years that she was at uni in Sheffield.
It's enlightening.
Isn't it, though? Okay, are you ready for your next subject? You've got to guess which one of these scenarios actually happened, all right?
Yeah, ready.
Next subject. Night's out.
Good.
What's the worst thing, Hebe, that Emily did on a night out? A. Left a good friend crying in the toilet cubicles to go to an after party.
Ooh, that could have happened.
B. Got naked on the Sheffield Super Tram.
Wow. Okay.
That would be quite liberating, wouldn't it?
I wish I'd been there.
Have you ever done that, Scott?
Well, on the Sheffield Super Tram, no.
No.
Or C. Tried to persuade a DJ to play her favourite song by giving him an item of her underwear.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Well.
Okay. All right.
So I'm thinking
let's break
this logically. Emily, she literally will stay to the end of any night ever. She follows the night. And there's not... I don't think there's been one time she hasn't seen the sun come up after a night out.
Oh, wow. You really go in, Emily, do you?
Yeah. So,
oh, God.
I could say the after party.
Yeah, but if you're saying that Emily is, you know, loves a night out and a good time, that throws all options into play for me, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'd love to think the other two are true. But I haven't seen much of the nude side of them.
Right. Well, it doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
It doesn't mean it hasn't happened at all. No. It just means I wasn't fortunate enough to see it.
You've not seen her naked.
Yeah, so I'm going to go for the after party one.
So you reckon that she left quite a good friend, actual crying, in the toilet cubicles to go to the after party?
Yeah, so I'm going for that.
Correct answer is... A.
Amazing.
Done it again.
Oh, my
God. I am the worst person in the world.
Why?
Oh, she'd have been fine.
A good friend to go to an after party. Me, apparently.
So what happened, Emily? Why were you so cold?
Because I just finished my exams and I really wanted to have a good time and I couldn't be bothered. We're dealing with crying.
Right. And okay. So you just left them in there?
Yeah.
It can't be fine, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you stop crying, don't you?
Exactly,
yeah,
and then you go with the night.
Right, just go with the night.
I think.
Okay. What was the after party? Was it any good?
It was pretty chill, actually. And then I didn't see the sun come up this time, though.
Did you not?
No, I didn't.
It's not like
I
you.
I was in bed before the sun.
That's
no, it's not
like, you
not
at all.
I know. Not very good.
You do know each other really well, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we should try and go for the hat trick. Wait there, I've got one more question for you next.
Scott Mills.
Are you ready for the next subject?
Yeah.
Here we go. Health and well-being.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
Okay, here we go. Brace yourself, everyone. What's the worst thing Emily did with her moon boot when she broke her foot?
No. What's a moon boot?
Oh, well, there's a backstory to this. So we met each other last year in Budapest, and there's a history trip every year. And this year we went to Prague, and Em managed to break her foot in Prague.
Oh.
And not actually noticed at the time either.
Oh, wow. So
about 3 days after we got back, I had to take her to the minor injuries unit, and she realised that she'd actually broken it.
Yeah, it's a bit like Chris's had had a terrible injury.
I can relate to that. So what, is that what you mean by the moon boot, the thing that they put on it?
Yeah, like they cover it up.
Right, so this is the worst thing that Emily did with her moon boot when she broke her foot, okay?
Okay.
A. Made a boy run a mile after peeling back the sheets wearing nothing but her moon boot.
That's a great one.
B. Created the moon boot cocktail called Rocket Fuel by pouring an assortment of spirits into her boot. Or C, swung her moon boot around her head in the middle of a busy dance floor, falling over and then re-breaking her foot.
Oh,
I mean, none of them are ideal, are they?
None of them are good at all. Well, the second one is, I think she would have accidentally made a cocktail, but I don't think it would have been on purpose. I think she would have had a lot of spillage in the moon boot on a night out.
So she's not making a cocktail called Rocket Fuel by pouring some spirits into the moon boot?
Not on purpose anyway, but I do think that she did get a few soggy feet while she had that moon boot.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely. I'm going to go for taking it off and swinging it around her head.
Okay.
Because, I know she kept re-hurting it again and again and again, and I just think that's probably what she did.
Right, okay.
I feel like having got to know Emily a little bit through this game, that would be the option I would go for with her as well.
Not making a boy run fast after peeling back the sheets wearing nothing but the moon boot,
no? I don't think any boy would run a mile even if she was wearing a moon boot.
Sure.
It's a good question, that, actually. Would you run?
So you're going for C, are you, Hebe?
Yeah, I'm going for C.
Okay.
Taking off, swing it round her head.
Okay. Did Emily swing her moon boot round her head in the middle of a busy dance floor, falling over and re-breaking her foot? Yes, she did! Oh, wow.
Congratulations, Hebe.
When did the moon boot come off?
When was the half marathon? April time, like April the 8th.
Right, and then you ran a half marathon.
No, I was supposed to run the half marathon, but luckily I didn't have to.
Okay. Hebe, you know Emily really well. 3 out of 3 there.
Amazing. Our friendship will last beyond graduation now.
Yeah, exactly. Emily, do you feel like you've got a suitable amount off your chest?
Yeah, I feel like a weight has been lifted.
Thanks so much, guys, and here's to many happy years of friendship after graduation on Friday.
Definitely. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Good luck to you both. Reach for the moon boot.
Thank you. Scott
Mills. Hey, do you remember Jade, who we spoke to yesterday, who was about to put the BBC iPlayer radio app so she can get Radio 1 on her phone when she went to hospital to be induced? She's had the baby!
Oh.
Congratulations. And Emma, who was born 7 pounds 4 ounces, was born at 1:32 this afternoon. Congratulations. Yes. During our show as well. Good. Scott Mills. A lot of people are away at the moment. You see it all over Instagram. We get loads of messages on the daily from people who are away and listening to us by the pool. And here's something we want to do tomorrow. I want to talk about, like, holiday romances.
Yes.
We're kind of after any good stories that you've got about them, like your most memorable time, because everyone's had one at some point where it's like you get just a bit carried away. It's like someone you probably don't know, and it's like the weather's amazing, and you just have the greatest time.
Yeah, maybe come back to the UK and you live, like, hours away from each other.
Yeah, but when you're there, it's just, like, it's the ultimate perfect life, because nothing's real. It's not real. You're on holiday.
But Scott, there'll be people having holiday romances right now.
That's what I think. So maybe you want to just share memories of yours. Maybe you want to get back in touch with someone from a holiday romance. Or maybe you are having that holiday romance right now in, I don't know, Magaluf. Let me know about it. Scott.mills at BBC... Oh, that's not romance, is it? Scott.mills at
bbc.co.uk.
Send me an email or a message. Thank you. Scott Mills. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.